97.9 The Hill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. So it's kind of trending. We're a little bit past the sell-by date on this one because I don't love focusing on trends of just like, here's your new products that you can purchase. I don't love that.
Wait. We're doing this all over again. Hey, it's what's trending out there in the world, and here with the most current trends in the whole wide world, just for you.
You've never heard
this before. Dave in the red car on Fordham Boulevard. We're talking to you.
Hey, Dave.
Victor Lewis, what do we got?
Have you heard about these plant-based McNuggets at McDonald's?
I've heard that they were thinking about it.
I mean, yeah. So that's a thing that is being debuted in select markets. It's done in partnership with Beyond, which the Beyond chicken is not as good as the Beyond beef, in my opinion, but it is a simpler mix of just plant-based proteins. And people who turn their nose up at not meat in usually meat contexts are a little annoying, because if you come at it from the angle of not a meat substitute but still a delicious foodstuff, plenty
right.
of this is really good.
It's perfectly fine.
The Impossible Burger is a dang tasty sandwich.
The Impossible Burger is really good.
It is.
Yeah.
It's good. And Beyond is also good. I think I slightly prefer Beyond on the grill but Impossible on a skillet. I've done lots of little experiments.
I think
this.
I would need to have them side by side, and I don't have the equipment with which to do that experiment on a regular basis.
I mean, hey, not yet, Aaron K.
Not yet.
Summer
yeah.
is on the way. We can have ourselves a little fake meat cookout. But this has drawn me to the age-old question of, do you, the cultured man that you are, have a favorite fast food chicken nugget, and if so, why?
I do not, and the reason is that when I was young, like 7-8 years old, I got really into McDonald's Chicken McNuggets for a little while.
It's really into McNuggets, the bell,
every
the ball.
Like, we would go, because, you know, your parents in the 80s, and you have a 7-year-old, so you go to McDonald's on a fairly regular basis. I would order the Chicken McNuggets, like, all the time for several months. Until one day, I bit into one, and there was a bone in it, and I just broke
Done.
What was fortunately yep. a baby tooth. So the fact that it went
you,
away immediately.
You broke a tooth?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying broke as in broke ties with McDonald's.
No.
You injured your
I
mouth.
I bit a bone, and like my baby tooth went from this is in to this is hanging by a thread. And then I lost the tooth. Unfortunately, it was a baby tooth, so whatever. It grew back in, and it was okay. But that was the last time I ever had Chicken McNuggets. And
what
I
a
have
traumatic
not
experience.
Returned to that fold. I think just in general, like, not that I go to Chick-fil-A on a regular basis because I'm gay, so I don't. But
entirely fair.
To be honest, they do have the best chicken, and I assume if I got it in nugget form, it would also be the best. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten it.
When you face down like the chicken tender arms race, it gets a little spicier. But I do think that the Chick-fil-A nuggets are really way up there. But they're
I'm sure
not
they are, yeah.
really providing the processed ground up chicken thing you want. For me, Wendy's is the apex of that art form.
Okay.
But all the stuff that
oh, you're
I
going
had,
with like ground like
I mean,
in
yeah.
a grinder. Okay.
Sometimes people just want trash, and that's fine. Sometimes
yeah.
trash is delicious. But I had a whole thing planned, and now the biting of the tooth has derailed
Sorry.
Me entirely. How much time is left in trends?
About a minute.
I have like a semi-related thing that I wanted to talk about if we had the time.
Right.
Do they have fish fries where you're from?
Of course.
Okay.
In Michigan, do they have fish fries?
Okay.
You know we're the Great Lakes State, right?
Okay. So here's how my brain works. I was
uh-huh.
looking at fried chicken things, and I was thinking about the difference between like fish breading and chicken breading and
right.
all these different methods to do it. And I was like, man, I haven't been to a fish fry in like 3 years.
It's been a while.
I should hold a fish fry. And then I Googled like fish fry to see what might be in season when, and I found out that in Wisconsin and like close by areas, they are not fish fries. They are fish boils because of Scandinavian ancestry. You have a communal cauldron in which you boil a vegetable / seafood stock and you like fondue whole fishes as a family.
That I have not done.
I mean,
I feel like this is a very like niche market even within Scandinavian culture, but I could be wrong.
That's why I wanted to ask about fish fries in Michigan.
Like, I am 1/8 Finnish, and I've never heard of this before. This might be a Sweden thing. I'm not sure.
I mean, the fish boil, it's very much like a Nordic crawfish boil. We have a giant pot.
Sure,
we put potatoes and white fish and salt and stuff in here. Come on down and eat your food. But cool. I'm glad that the fish fry is a shared experience.
Fish fry is definitely a shared experience. Also, it is now officially Lent, so it's fish fry season, y'all.
It's for fish fry central right now in North Carolina and in Michigan.